Welcome to Garage à Trois. The power of three.
Hey guys, for episode 11, we're going to talk about 90s music, have a little chat with Marie's husband, Harry, via telephone, and we're going to talk about all the action Marie got at church camp in high school. Thanks for joining us.
Power three.
Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, there are three magic numbers.
That's all I know.
There's the Blind Melon version. There's also, someone said there's also a rap version.
Oh, fun.
Like someone.
That's awesome.
Raps?
Yeah.
Looking it up.
Oh, I want to tell you guys. You know how you bring something to the universe and it gets mentioned again?
De La Soul.
De La Soul.
Nice. Try that.
So yeah. Last episode we mentioned the guy who talks really fast.
Machines.
But what was his nickname?
Machida.
Motormouth
Machida or whatever. Whatever it was. I'm not joking. 3 days ago, someone texts me and goes, remember this guy? And it's a YouTube video of him saying something really fast. And I respond back, we were just talking about him.
Oh my God.
They're not going to believe me, but we were just talking about him.
So someone sent to me, oh, I'm going to talk really fast like the Micro Machines guy.
That's what I'm saying.
And for a second, I thought he was referring to the podcast, and I was like really flattered. And then I realized he was just making a 90s reference. I was like, damn.
But we have not thought about him in 15 years?
No.
Was that fair? And he's been brought up twice.
I think of him every night before I go to bed.
I Googled him because I wanted to see if I could contact him, and everything's through Facebook. And I don't have a Facebook, so I'm like,
are you Facebook friends with him?
You don't have a Facebook, but Facebook has you. Facebook
is he here tonight?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't remember his name. John Machida.
John Machida. Welcome.
What a party trick.
Thank you for spending the night with us in Ojai. We charged him $15 for this Airbnb.
That's a magic number. Three. Yes, it is. It's the magic number. Three. Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, laced up in me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music raises three parts.
God, even that, like, that hook that you can hear. There is something so 90s about 90s music. Someone was playing Gin Blossoms. I don't remember where I was, and they were playing the Gin Blossoms.
Hey,
and
jealousy.
I just got like really like pit in my stomach, like sad teenager feeling.
This 90s music's nostalgic to me. No?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole 90s playlist
but
on
like,
Spotify.
Good or bad? Not good?
Just that feeling, like, I feel like as an
teenage
adult.
Angst feeling.
Yes. I'm no longer as an adult willing to go to a place where I feel sad on purpose.
But sometimes it feels good
kid,
through music.
I would just, like, play the Cranberries and, like, just feel sad.
One of my favorite 90s songs?
Yes. Dolores. Yes. Do we know why she passed away?
I heard it. She took her own life, but I'm not.
Cranberries?
Oh, no. Yeah.
No. Really?
She passed away just recently. Like a month ago.
God.
I know.
That's awful.
I'm not sure the details yet.
I don't know the band.
That's okay.
But
sing
it's,
it.
Do you want to paint my picture? Because I won't even go.
I don't know that song.
It's 90s. It's so good, though. And I butchered those lyrics, obviously.
I know the melody and I know the song, but I'm like, who did sing it?
It's that secret 90s song that you forget about.
Oh God!
Don't remember.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Okay, that just started with a shooting star. By the way,
no,
that video
that we saw over Do you speak tonight?
Come on, this one gets me. This comes on the car, I'm like...
Who is this? Filter? Sort of.
Yeah.
Wake up my airplane.
My skin is bam. My skin is
floating in
we don't know any other words, but we got this.
A poor man, Scott Weiland.
This is...
like a newborn. Yes, yes. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's not that hot.
No, but this song is.
Yeah.
Why won't he talk to me at my locker?
If it was hot in the 90s, I would have been like crying. Well, I wasn't.
I wish I was hot in the 90s.
No, I mean, I wish I was like prime in the 90s. I would have been like. You know when people are like, oh, I should have had my prime and this or that.
Yeah.
Like,
the 1920s.
Great. Yeah.
No,
I would have been such a good flapper.
I'm such a good slut.
Yeah. I was thinking I would have been really scrappy in the Depression. I would have survived.
If you were hot in the 90s, you got by.
Yeah.
You weren't.
That's a good point.
Because you know what? When you were hot in the 90s, it was word of mouth. There was no technology. So it was like you were.
Like this guy had a video.
This guy's real.
This is the best secret 90s song.
He's also wearing a wife beater.
That's what I mean. Like you didn't have to try hard in the fucking 90s.
You have one good song.
There was nothing else
to wear. Oh, Lord.
Okay. You know what song I really loved? Let me see.
That was a meal.
This guy standing here all like broody and like British, and then he goes to start walking and he doesn't stop walking.
Is that the singer?
Look left, bro. Look left. I assume it is. Oh, that was a close call.
Yeah. So you about to sing to our faces? It's a bittersweet. Oh, he bumped into that lady.
He bumped into Queen Elizabeth.
No, not okay.
I think he's kind of hot.
He's hot in like only the way that he could have been hot.
In the 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then you die.
Ugh. Imagine being like in fifth grade just singing these lyrics.
Well, look how skinny he is and how baggy his pants are. Like, this is not my vibe anymore. No.
And he's bumping into everyone. Yeah. What a fucking asshole.
It's the 90s. He's angsty.
Dick? Yeah. England. This is in England, I'm guessing.
Who would let this guy get away with this?
That looks like
America. In New York City, they would beat him up.
Did you actually wear the mascot costume?
I was the mascot.
But, like, isn't he, like, a soldier? No.
What do you mean?
What's the mascot?
Oh,
the mascot was a serif.
Sans serif?
Which is the highest ranking fighting angel in heaven.
That's fucking goddamn right.
If you believe in that shit. So the highest ranking fighting angel in heaven is the seraph. Yes, this is my high school mascot.
So you were an angel.
So I was an angel, but my costume
a fighting angel.
Was a bear. Like a bear with like a halo and like wings. So
did you go to Pentecostal High School?
Courtney formally said that I was like the Ventura High School mascot. I was St. Bonaventure High School mascot.
What was that?
I love that she took us like? Down the road of the seraph is the chief fighting angel, but I was a bear.
But it was a bear. I don't know why. Because they have a legit mascot now. They got like a really cool.
It's an angel.
It's an angel now, but before.
But like, really, it's an angel.
It's an angel.
It's really an angel.
It's like a man with muscles and like a halo and
that really feels like horribly sacrilegious.
I know. Well, yeah.
He's going to fight me, though.
What was the process like for you to become...
The trial process.
This angel bear.
To try out for the mascot?
The king of the fighting angel bears.
This is so funny because I just got a text the other day saying, will you come judge the trial?
Go on. We're filming our podcast and we are
on location.
On judging the angel bear mascot contest.
I don't know if I get to do the mascot, but... They asked me to do dance and cheer traps, so I'm going to do that in 2 weeks. I'll be there to judge my high school tryouts.
Are you going
to
be
Please
mean?
Record some of it.
Can I? Yes. Okay, I will.
Interview someone who's trying out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. This is great. I'll do it.
All right. What did you have to do? Were you doing gymnastics?
No gymnastics involved, but we had
braces are off at this point.
We had to choreograph, I think, probably like 4 or 5 egg counts of like
kickball change.
Yeah. Like, what would you do in this instance? Like, you know,
like they're about to kick a field goal.
Or like, yeah. Or like a little quarter break or something. So we have to choreograph a little thing.
You were also dating the star quarterback at the time.
I was.
That's why it's even cooler that you weren't a cheerleader. Not that it's not cool, but you were like, I'm going to be the mascot.
Yeah. I cheered for a couple years and I was like, oh, the mascot seems more fun.
Yeah.
You get to do what you want.
Do what I want, bitch.
Do what I want.
I just feel like you were in that. Like, I picture you in the head. As if it were like an apartment, like in Pee Wee's Big Adventure when they go sit in the dinosaur. So you're like in the mascot bare head, like smoking a cigarette, like on a break.
We went to competition. We won like national competitions.
Yeah.
Like it was fun. It was more, way more fun than like.
When you worked at cheer camp.
And I did cheer camps for 10 years.
That's why we do improv for teams now.
Yes.
Someone's mascot should be Large Marge's.
I'm dying to be Large Marge for Halloween.
I will do it with you. It's so
really?
Good. Can we get the claymation eyes?
Yeah, and like a flannel. I think people would just think that I was like an old lesbian.
Hi.
What are you doing?
You're on the air.
No. Wake up, Harry.
Yes.
You asked for this.
Yeah, you said call me back. Let's hear it.
Harold,
are you hiding in an alley? What's happening? What's going on with you? Let's talk about it.
Well, it's like 3 in the morning there.
I just stripped down to just my underwear.
No.
And I've immediately tucked myself into bed because I have a minor case of the spins.
Oh.
It's real minor, so nobody be alarmed. Here's the situation. Tom Petty cover band.
Yes.
In a college town.
Yep.
Can you imagine the amount of sing-along action that was happening amongst the age group of 24 to 45.
Was it petty theft?
It was the weirdest thing I've ever experienced in a cover band is after every song, every person switched instruments and almost everybody sang a new song. Like there's a new singer every time.
That's weird.
Which at first was amazing. And then you quickly learned who was bad at singing or acting like Tom Petty.
Harry, what's your favorite Tom Petty ditty?
My favorite
Tom Petty what?
Ditty.
Oh, my petty ditty?
What's your favorite petty ditty?
My favorite petty ditty is probably Free Fallin', because that video where she's like skateboarding on the half pipe and it's like 1991 and it's the best.
Nice music, man. The band that I saw one time was called Heavy Petty.
No, I'm not gonna go check off. Why would I check off for that?
Oh, I don't know. That sounds hot.
Yeah.
No, she's just wearing a tank top. There's nothing revealing about it. But she does love America.
Are you gonna jack off to Petty?
Yeah, so you immediately went home and got in naked into bed because why?
No. I had to get out of all my clothes and tuck in and forget today ever happened.
Why?
So,
guys, if I was on here, I'd tell you about the Black Cloud, the cult. Here's a perfect example of the show. Here's a great metaphor for my job right now.
Okay.
Yesterday, we shot at a truck stop in a town called Mountainburg. And meanwhile, we're in Fayetteville, and when you finish shooting at a location, it takes a day or two to remove everything. Well, for this particular moment, there's this hidden room filled with porn everywhere, like porn in the walls, porn on the floors, porn everywhere. And it's period. It's like, you know, 1980s porn, but nonetheless, porn everywhere. And today, there was a tornado. And the tornado didn't like they don't come in to where we are because of the Ozark Mountains, but in these outskirt towns that we go, they're tornadoes hit. Tornado took out the truck stop that we used for this scene, and it destroyed a lot of the windows and the doors, and we had a security guard there because we weren't done removing all of the other pieces, which was also the porn. Turns out that truck stop is the strongest foundation in the city, and that was the crisis center post-tornado, and the whole town was heading to that area to find, to like, have a home base.
And it's porn!
And the security guard is frantically putting up curtains and duct taping them to the walls and the floors to try to cover up all of the porn that we have in the building.
That's amazing.
He's hey, are you safe? Are you okay?
You're
are you
okay
still in the porn house?
Right? Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. Just a lot of thunderstorms today.
But all the while, you're battling tornadoes.
Yeah,
and
who knew?
Like tornadoes and porn.
Trying to hide porn from the local townspeople.
I'm not doing any of that. I just hear it. I'm just at home base.
Harry.
Well, have fun. All right, good night. I'm going to bed.
Love
Bye,
you.
Bye, Harry. We love you.
Bye, pork tender.
Bye. When I first went to church camp, the Anna, it was like the bunks were, for whatever reason, there was like rooms with bunks. And then there was this middle room where it's just two bunks.
For the bad kids.
For
the,
well, whoever ended up there.
For the whores.
I don't think it was the bad kids. Maybe. But it was me and Anna.
Oh, and that, well, that and answers she that.
Was beautiful. Yep. And
oh,
perfect.
It was for the beautiful girls.
And, yeah, I mean, well, not me, but I was like, oh my God, Anna.
What do you mean? I'm she sure you were like, no. You were as beautiful as you are now. Well, you're a child actor.
Braces.
She was like that.
And like.
Oh, I didn't know you had braces. I thought you just had perfectly natural teeth.
No, braces for days.
For days.
I had teeth pulled and all the fun things.
I thought you were going to say teeth for days.
Your teeth look great now, though.
Thank you. Good job. You're
I still.
Retainer.
You're tonight.
I brought them with me.
Oh, yes. Can you put them on and say something, please? You really still wear your retainer? That was like 40 years ago, you had braces. You also floss.
40 years ago.
I do floss.
Yeah, she's taking care of those chompers.
They look great.
I mean, look,
really
she got some good time
chompers.
In.
Thank
yeah.
you.
On for like 12 years.
Thank you, Polly. No, I mean, eighth grade, I got them on, I think. Eighth grade. And then I got them off maybe the end of sophomore year. Yeah. And a boy
Thank
I had
God
a crush
you weren't
on.
Mascot.
That I went to a party. After I got them off, and he was like, wow. He noticed. And I was like, wow. Oh.
So, speaking of church, in my old age, I'm trying to be accountable for when someone says, let's meet here at this time. Oh. I'm not 40 minutes late, which is always my steez. And two Sundays ago, I have a friend in town, and I'm like, let's meet for brunch at 10. Great. 10 comes around. I'm at the restaurant ready. She goes, I'm so sorry we slept in. Can we make it 11?
No!
And I'm like, you know what? That's fine. So I start walking around Santa Barbara on Sunday. And on Victoria Street, there's a church that I've never noticed. And it's also Presbyterian, which is what I was.
Yeah.
And a part of me was like, you have an hour to kill. Should you just
go to church?
Go to church.
Should you go in?
So I'm walking past it, and they're at the point where they're singing the songs. And yes, very nostalgic, but I couldn't keep a straight face because the songs nowadays sounds like you're singing a love ballad from Coast 103.5. Like, they're so cheesy. And maybe ours were cheesy growing up, too. But I'm like, this is something I would sing to a lover.
Yeah.
And it just kind of weirded me out. It's just a little weird.
No.
Being on retreats and they would play like Bette Midler's The Rose and you'd be like, what does this mean?
Whoa. Like, why didn't really? I get to go on that kind of retreat?
Did you ever go to Christian camp?
Oh my gosh. Went.
Did we all go to Christian camp?
I went to a couple camps.
I went one time for 1 week. I cried every day. I wore the same clothes every day. Because I was so homesick. No one would talk to me because I was like the weird kid who was crying.
And it wasn't the Holy Spirit tears.
And I'll never forget, like, the fourth day, they took us all out, and it's supposed to be this big treat that they put. Do you know what po' boys are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were supposed to make po' boys
at
a campfire.
What kind of church camp is this? It sounds bougie.
A campfire, damn, yeah.
So we had sticks, and we stuck a dough ball on the end of the stick to make the po' boy. And I was standing there just crying, holding the stick. And the like, adult next to me was like, I think you're done. And so I just took the dough off the stick and, like, ate the raw dough, just crying.
Use your shirt as a napkin.
Oh, my God.
No one likes crying smelling girl at church.
I didn't even like myself, but I was so fucking homesick.
I know.
All those, like, super judgmental little church kids.
Well, and, like, yeah. Yes, being raised with good morals, fine. I finally realized the reason we got sent to church camp, it was cheaper than, like,
regular camp.
I was like, Mom, I now know what's happening. Just leave me at home to watch, you know, TRL. It's fine.
There was a girl in my tent whose mom had made her different outfits for every day.
Wow.
And had put them in gallon-sized Ziploc bags.
Oh, well, she's perfect. Now...
in prison.
In prison.
She's the affluenza mom.
Yeah.
She had someone wiping her ass for so long. She's doing it for her kids. Yeah.
Damn.
It was a lonely time.
Church camp.
And, like, we had, like, naughty church camps,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
Like make out with the boys.
Yeah.
In hands and stuff.
Well,
yeah.
First of all, we got sent to Indian Village in Big Bear, where we had to sleep in a teepee. And I'm like, Mom, you realize you're sending me to a culturally not appropriate camp. Oh, it's fine. It's cheap. It's great. So we are in this teepee in Indian Village, okay? And our counselor just, like, leaves
this
us.
Is this still a place?
It's in Big Bear. It's, like, it's known as, like, a Christian retreat.
Ah.
Mission Springs. Okay. Ring a bell? But our counselor left us during, like, quiet time for 2 hours to go hook up with someone else.
Oh, damn.
And we got in trouble. And I was like, this is not teaching me good morals.
Why did you get in trouble?
Because we obviously didn't do quiet time. We left the teepee and we're doing, like, you know, running amok.
Well, it's not your fault. You weren't chaperoned or supervised.
We should get Amanda Green to call in. She's my best friend since preschool. We got sent to Christian camp together. Oh, we can tell the story.
There's a boy I went to camp with, and I was in high school, so I had to go to fucking Christian camp or Catholic camp, like, for a long time. But we, like, hung out at camp and, like, you know. I had a boyfriend at the time, though.
I always have a boyfriend, the worst person.
I'm the worst person.
Are you the always have a boyfriend lady?
No.
What's the longest you've ever been single?
Oh, God.
Because I'm going on 33 years. I'm joking.
Am I that person? Now I have to think about it.
You need to contemplate this.
Yeah.
Do some
Tell math. Your story, but I need to, if it's less than a month.
I was a single mom for a little while. Like, who's going to date an 18-year-old with a... you know, newborn baby.
I think being single and being a mom are two different things.
Yeah.
It wasn't like someone was parenting your child with you.
Correct.
But you were not dating also?
I mean, dad was still around, but he went away to school. Yeah.
But if you met Harry at 23 and you had another boyfriend before you met Harry, you were single for 2 years with a kid.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
You're doing all right,
You're
Marie.
Doing all right, Marie. Okay, back to Catholic camp where you gave HJs under the table.
Well, not that. We, like, held hands. No HJs, I don't think, that time.
Also
anyway.
HJ.
What about a ZJ? If you have to ask.
S in those Ds.
S in those Ds. I feel like we're sleeping over right now.
I'm ready to fall asleep. It's hot in here.
It's so I'm warm. Sweating.
Plus, I have one armpit that I'm like, I have cancer in this armpit.
I found a great new natural deodorant. Listen. Listen.
It smells like patchouli. No.
No. If you're working out, lavender. Never going to work. You're going to smell.
Oh.
But my friend tried all of them and gave me the best option. And I have to admit, if you're just spraying it on and going to work and light... it actually works really well.
Spray, I could do. The one I had was like it was just really like dense. So I tried to put it on and like scrape my armpits.
I'm going to bring it in next time we record.
Do you remember what it's called?
Wella.
Cool.
You can get it at, what's the Lazy Acres?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Amazon.
Does it smell delish?
Delish. And it kind of tingles, so you can feel it's working.
Yeah. Sorry for scratching my armpit.
It's okay.
It's all good.
Wait, so...
Oh, the boy.
Yeah.
Okay. So he must have been really hurt about it, because I didn't, like, go home and break up with my boyfriend.
Right. Because it's just church camp.
It's just church camp.
What happened
But something something happened to him where... He was like, he must have been doing 12 steps because he called me out of the fucking blue and apologized. And I was like, shit, why was... I must have really affected this kid if he's calling me doing 12 steps and apologizing to me for church camp not going his way.
How did that... So did you pick up his phone call? Like, hello?
Yeah, I was like, hello? Back at landlines, you know.
Landline.
I called my house phone.
How much time had elapsed?
Like a few years. Maybe he fell into some crazy shit, like between senior year and I don't know. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Or sophomore year and senior year.
What did he apologize for?
Yeah.
Just
like making me feel
for loving
bad
you
about it. Too much. Yeah. Because I guess I had to like let him down gently, you know. Yeah, he apologized. Maybe he was a dick to me or something. I don't even remember. I was like,
oh,
okay.
Man. If every guy who'd ever been a dick to me had to apologize, yeah. I'd spend the rest of my life saying, too bad!
12 steps.
You're not forgiven.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I know. It's so interesting. Like, my brother's never been single. My sister was single in high school and now has a boyfriend longer than I've ever had.
Yeah.
And it's just weird, different, like,
I just got sent Byron Katie. Do you know who she is?
No.
Tell
us more.
She's a spiritual leader. She's kind of a crazy backstory.
Her name's Byron?
Byron.
Byron.
Like Lord Byron.
Yes.
She goes by Katie.
Hold on. Her name's Byron Katie and she goes by her last name, Katie.
Her first name is Byron.
Okay.
B-Y-R-O-N.
Her last name is?
I don't know what it is.
But she goes by Katie.
Yeah. Oh, got it. But she got it. I thought it was like me saying my name's Courtney Mole. I go by Mole.
Call me Mole.
Yeah, my name is Mole Courtney. I go by Courtney. Got it. Okay.
Her name is Byron Kathleen Mitchell.
Got it.
Mm. Byron Katie is her like nom de plume.
Wait, hold on. I've never heard that word in my life.
Byron?
Nom de plume.
Oh. It means pen name.
I want to name a little dog that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you could just give the dog a nom de plume. They also call it nom de guerre, which is like your war name. So I have
so
one.
Smart.
We should make ones up.
Yes.
So your nom de plume is like J.K. Rowling.
Okay.
And her real name is Joanne.
Okay.
That's like an easy example. But you know they have people who go by like totally fake names.
Yeah.
She has something called The Work. So she's a spiritual leader. And it pushes you to inquire about whether or not how you're feeling is actually true. And so this woman, they sent me a link. I guess I signed up for her newsletter at some point. So they sent me a link to a video of this woman doing the work. And she says, I'm going to die alone. I'm going to be 102 and have never had a relationship. And so she's working through it with her. And I think you're right, which is I think that there are some people who are fine being single.
Yeah.
And I think that there are some people who are just more comfortable in a relationship.
Hmm.
And then there's this sort of like third group of people who want to be in a relationship, but aren't.
Yeah.
Who are just like miserable. Because I love being single.
Yeah.
And like maybe love it a little too much. Yeah. I love it. But then they're like, this woman was just like in tears. I'm so alone. And I'm like, alone? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
But I think the people who are in relationships are just really good at finding people who they connect with and being with them.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, there's that like other group who can't connect with people. And yet it's devastating for them.
Well, and I think the one thing that's hard for me is being alone is amazing. It's only devastating when you do like someone and they don't reciprocate.
Yeah.
But I have noticed that when you are in a relationship starting to date, I'm actually really selfish because I've been with me, right?
Yeah.
So there's a selflessness that has to come in a relationship.
Ooh.
That I'm realizing it's not that easy for me.
Yeah.
To have to be like, oh, I have to consider this other person.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have to train myself because for so long I'm considerate. Totally. But I've never had to be like, oh, well, were this person like this?
Wow.
Or yeah.
They say that about, like, men who are, you know, quote-unquote bachelors. It's yeah. like, oh, they're so set in their ways.
Yeah.
I'm like, or they've just spent their entire life not having to compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have, like, tasted the sweet juices of doing whatever you want.
Right, right, right.
So I think I just describe myself as a bachelor.
Yeah, I get it. So remember I was talking about, like, my manifestation.
Yeah.
So I got kind of further into the exercise because it can be painful. There's like a reparenting one and there's a partnership one. And sometimes you'll be done with her exercise and you're like, I need to step away from that for a week. And I might have mentioned kind of the briefness of this, but I revisited it this weekend. And one of the exercises is write down everything you bring to the table. And at first I was like, college degree, good hair, has friends.
Yeah.
And she's like, nope, go deeper. It's like, graduated from one of the best schools in the country.
Yeah.
Killer, like you almost have to brag about yourself. And yeah. she's like, if this was hard for you, that's a problem.
Whoa.
And also, like, you have to really, if you can't even write down how can you get what you want someone else when you can't see what you bring to the table?
Oh my God.
Wow. And it's a good exercise because yeah. after I did this 3 or 4 times, I was like, wow, I bring a lot to the table.
Yes, you do.
And then for the same thing for a guy, she goes, I want you to write down what you want in an ideal partner. And it can be something as a really good relationship with his family, mm-hmm. likes to vacation in Guam, like something really specific. Because when you get down to it, when you're analyzing it, it's not that someone has a vacation home in Guam. It's has the adventurous spirit to travel just somewhere go. New.
Yeah.
And so it was like this simple exercise where it's like, and now what she says, every time you go on a first date or you're talking to someone and they don't meet this list, bye.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, don't waste your time.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Does that feel bye. Good?
Yeah, but it's like one of those things where you're like, but what if he's really cute?
Ah.
Yeah.
And what's funny is when I did my list, when I finalized it, not once did it say on there, like, has to be crazy attractive. When you actually write down what you want, it's things that you normally wouldn't think.
I love that. Yeah. This class sounds fucking amazing.
Lacey Phillips, she's amazing.
Gotta look her up.
Yeah.
How long is it? Or it's self-paced?
It's self-paced. You get 3 months. It's an 8-day course. I mean, she also has you write down everyone you've been with since high school to see if there's a theme. That was a fun one.
What?
I was like, do we have extra pages? No, I'm joking.
Extra pages. What if I can't remember everyone?
But that was, it was, you know.
I just don't make it on the list. That list ends up being very short. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And her whole point of it is, even if you exude confidence right now, like you're confident in yourself, if there's a theme of why you choose emotionally unavailable guys, because your energy subconsciously is calling that in because you haven't unblocked that. So it's working towards...
I believe that.
Yeah. So it's working towards making your subconscious and your conscious resonate with the confidence you're putting down on these lists. And this is like one aspect of the whole course.
Wow.
But it's the... And for me, it's like, this is the best therapy I've had because I can't stand when someone's like, well, don't choose that guy again. It's like, well, I'm not trying to choose that guy again, you know?
Yeah, something inside of you is calling out.
Yeah, but I would challenge everyone, even if you have found the partner, just writing the list of what you bring to the table is a great exercise to remind yourself. Because it's not a LinkedIn, right? It's actually sitting down and being like, I'm generous, I'm a good friend, I'm thoughtful, I've overcome heartbreak. Like, you know, it's like, it's awesome.
Are those on your list?
Yeah.
Marie, will you do it? I'll do it if you do it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, and we should read them.
That'd be like inner circle type shit.
Yeah.
At Two Bunch Palms, we've done that
before. Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
Ladies, we have some trips to make.
Yeah.
You made it all the way through episode 11 of Garage à Trois. Thanks so much for joining us, and we will talk to you next week.